Therefore, bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Luke 3 and 8. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, it is very important for us to know who we are. Our identity means a lot to us. And to know who we are, we must first know who you are, for you are the key to our identity. In Jesus' name, amen. What and where is the true Israel of God today? It is important to know this. Why? Because everyone's eternal destiny hinges upon this knowledge. Did you know that? Are there two Israels or just one? There always is, always was, always shall be just one Israel. Israel was given what Paul calls the oracles of God. That is simply God's word, the Bible, the patriarchs, the prophets, the Israelites, the church, in their turn were given these oracles of God to proclaim and to parade to the world as the one way to God, the way back to reconciliation and paradise with God. When Israel rejected their Messiah, Jesus, they cut themselves off from the Israel of God. And with the resurrection of Christ, all who come to God through Christ are born again into the true Israel, the Israel of God. When we think of Israel today, we think of the nation called Israel, situated in Palestine, in the Middle East, in what has been nicknamed the Holy Land. Jews from all over the world have settled there, but that small piece of hotly contested real estate is not the Israel of God. Did you know that? Well, the Israel of God is future, and yet it exists in the present right now. Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago to offer himself as a sacrifice for sin, but was rejected by his countrymen except for a remnant, which make up the nucleus of a reborn nation, the Israel of God. We call it the church. The world at the time called it the sect of the Nazarenes, or the people of the way. And ultimately it became called Christianity. Now today a Jew is a non-believer in Jesus for the most part, and any Jew who becomes a Christian is cut off from his family and considered dead. In reality, when the Jewish nation rejected Christ, they were cut off from the true Israel of God. They are dead men walking. God said, Israel is my son. Now you can say that frontwards and backwards, and it means the same thing. Israel is my son. My son is Israel. Jesus is the king of the Jews. He is seated on David's throne in the New Jerusalem right now. Jesus will rule on the new earth in the New Jerusalem by and by, but right now he reigns in our hearts. We are his children, his body, his bride, the extension of him on this earth. We are members of the kingdom of God. We too are called by the name of Israel. This Israel of God is not new. It is a continuation of the old. It has taken on a greater vision. It is the vision of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, who was called Israel. And that is a worldwide kingdom of God, not just a small nation in the Middle East. That was not Abraham's vision. He wandered and walked around in that Canaanite land back then. But he was looking for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. It includes Jew and Gentile alike. All nations are invited to come to Christ and be saved. It was never intended by God that only one nation, one race, one tribe be saved, but that by that one nation He chose would be the way for all nations. All nations, all races and tongues are saved through the church, through the sacrifice of Christ. The gospel was not given to exclude any, but to include all. By the preaching of the gospel and present truth, we do not declare ourselves an exclusive club, but an inclusive movement that invites all to come to Jesus Christ and to be saved. The truth is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He is Israel, both naturally being Jewish and spiritually being God. Well, you can't have one without the other. A nation without God will cease to exist. Ultimately, it will be the kingdom of God. When a Jew becomes a Christian, he is grafted in the tree he was cut out of. When a Gentile becomes a Christian, he is grafted into the true vine of Israel, Jesus Christ. All who are Christ's are the Israel of God. The promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are His. They are ours. Paul taught this. Here's what Paul said. If you belong to Christ, then you are indeed true descendants of Abraham and are heirs in the fulfillment of the promise. That's Galatians 3 and 29. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham the believer. That is Galatians 3, 7-9. For in Christ Jesus, neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And because those who walk in by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. That's Galatians 6, 15 and 16. There's all kinds of scriptures on this. He was a Pharisee, Paul, and he was a Jew, a natural Israelite, who opposed Jesus and his church until he met Jesus. And he met him in a vision on the way to Damascus. And then, although he valued his Jewishness very highly, he counted all of it as rubbish for Christ's sake. Yes, he did. And dispensationalists, have you heard of what a dispensationalist is? They say there are two Israels. One spiritual, the church, and one natural, the unconverted Jews and the state of Israel. They say that there are two chances, two plans of salvation. One is to get saved now and become part of the church before it secretly disappears. And two, if you miss the rapture, don't take the mark of the beast and be beheaded. They say that 144,000 Jewish evangelists will be saved and Israel will turn to Jesus and Christ will reign by force on the earth for 1,000 years. That is not in the Bible. Jesus does not reign by force. He reigns in our hearts. He has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, but He is not forcing His way into anybody's life. By persuasion, by preaching, we try to tell folks about this. But they come to Christ willingly because they want Him, because they want to be members of the kingdom of God. They are not forced, and there will be no forced kingdom of God on the earth for 1,000 years. It will not happen. The majority of evangelical Christians in the world today believe that nonsense I just told you about the secret rapture and about two Israels and about the Jews that will have a separate plan other than the one that's going on right now. And I used to believe it. But it is a fabricated, made-up, unscriptural devil's lie. You really have to stick close to the Scriptures if you're going to find your way through all of Satan's smoke screens. And there's a lot of them out there. You can twist the meaning of the Scriptures to suit just about anything you want to and want to believe in, and you can find people who will believe them with you. If you are loyal to Christ and the Bible and are willing to let the Holy Spirit lead you, you can find and walk in the truth. It has you walking the less traveled path and the narrow road, but you cannot follow the crowd. You cannot trust the crowd. You cannot trust the majority. Oh, we believe in democracy up to a point, but democracy can be terribly flawed. The majority of Germans voted in Hitler. Did you know that? Oh, yes. Sometimes the majority is not right. Lots of times the majority is not right. The whole Bible is our guide, not just the New Testament, as some say. There is one God, one gospel, one way, one church, one Israel. Now, though Jesus, through Jesus, all who repent are saved, Jew and Gentile. Without Jesus, all are lost, Jew and Gentile. There is no difference. Now, it is the duty of those who are loyal to Christ to come to the unity of the faith. The truth applied, obeyed, will bring this unity to pass. If each of us cultivates the love of the truth in their heart and diligently seeks it out for themselves in study with the aid of the Holy Spirit, we will come to the unity of the faith. Guaranteed. The gospel is not the gospel without the law and the prophets. You need the New Testament to understand and interpret the Old. The Old Testament is a severe book. There's a lot of things in there that you do not understand, I do not understand, but along came Jesus and made it clear to us what God wanted us to find out and learn from the Old. Without Jesus, it just doesn't make the sense it should. It's a great book, the Old Testament, but you need Jesus to understand it. Jesus is the key to the whole Bible. Without Him, we can do nothing. God says, "My Son is Israel. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life." The natural-born Jew without Christ is just as lost as the Gentile without Christ. John the Baptist told the Pharisees that God could raise up sons of Abraham from the rocks and the stones. What he said goes for us too. Being a member of our church, our particular group of church doctrines and beliefs, is useless, of no profit, if we do not have a personal, reconciled relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Useless. To be in Christ is to be in the Israel of God. To be saved. To be outside of Christ is to be lost. I'm repeating myself, but you need to understand this. When the waiting, ready church is caught up to meet Christ at His appearing, the rest of mankind, including Jews, will perish. They will be lost. There's only one Israel, and it's going up. And the rest, gone. Paul, as Saul of Tarsus, was about as Jewish and about as staunch a Pharisee as ever there was. He was as Jewish as a Jew could be. That's all right. Be 100% what you are. He had all the education, all the credentials, and he was able to use his Jewish credentials when he needed to, as well as his Roman citizenship. All in the name of winning souls for Christ. What you are is what you are. Be what you are. Be honest and be for Christ. And you can win souls for Christ as you are with the talents that you have. Don't be envying somebody else's talent. You don't need to. You got something that God wants to use. Let Him use it. He told His countrymen that they risked being cut off if they persisted in rejecting their Messiah. What, that is still true today. What is a Christian? Well, the word is about has about as much meaning as nothing today. Hardly any meaning at all, because the many hundreds of sects and churches and denominations making the claim that are the farthest thing from Christian as you would want to think. Let me say this. Christ knows who are His. The true believer in Christ is the true Israel of God. The remnant. You must make sure you are part of the true Israel of God. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. This is a life and death issue. And the invitation is still being extended to all. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know who He is. And the decision has to be made for or against Christ. Again, I say, choose life. Choose Him. Choose to be saved. Choose to be part of the Israel of God. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, there is so much more I could say. There are so many more scriptures that I could read. But I believe that enough has been said that we understand that You are the only way to God, that You are the only way of salvation, and that You started the rebirth of the nation of Israel as the old one passed away. When the veil of the temple was rent in two, a new beginning had begun. And when You rose from the dead, new life began. We thank You, Lord, for all that You have done for us. We pray that if there is anyone here today that would love to have You as their Lord and Savior, that they would now ask and receive their salvation, repenting of their sin, asking God to forgive them and wash them white as snow in Your blood. Oh Lord, we pray for anybody like that today. And we pray for the rest of the people here, those that are Yours, but have not really understood their identity. We pray that You would make us more fervent in our zeal, in our evangelistic outreach, in all the things that we need to do to help our brothers and sisters and our neighbors and friends to find this salvation in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.